Oscar winner Mahershala Ali calls out Disney and Marvel for not making Blade. By Warner Todd Houston on August 3, 2026. Actor Mahershala Ali was all set to appear in a remake of Marvel's Blade series. But ultimately the studio took a pass and now the proposed star is ripping the Disney-owned superhero franchise for failing to bring the film to fruition. Ali's criticism comes as Disney faces a racism scandal over how it prioritizes its minority leads. The actor was announced as the star of the revamped Blade way back in 2019. But it is 7 years later, the film never got off the drawing board, and has now been officially cancelled as the comic book movie giant retrenches in the face of a string of box office misses and outright bombs. "I've been doing this professionally for pushing 30 years now. And one thing I've learned is that what is for you is for you and what is not," Ali said during a press junket for his newest film, according to Variety. "For whatever reason, that project is not for me. If they wanted to do it, we would have done it. So I have to move on, and I have moved on. Again, you had me under contract, they had billions of dollars. If they wanted to do the movie, we would have done the movie. So we're not doing the movie," he said of the doomed Blade project. Fans were up for a Blade remake, even as the Wesley Snipes starring original trilogy is still popular. But Marvel went through numerous stalls, two directors, and in the end just dumped the whole deal. Marvel Studios chief Kevin Feige recently said on a podcast that he feels like a gigantic loser and failure that we didn't get off the ground with Mahershala. "We didn't want to simply just put a leather outfit on him and have him start killing vampires," Feige added. "It had to be unique. It fell into the time when we started pulling back and saying, only accept insanely great. And it wasn't insanely great at the time. We didn't feel like, as we often do, you can have a good script and make it a great script through production. We didn't feel confident that we could do that on Blade. And we didn't want to do that to Mahershala and didn't want to do that to us." Regardless, Ali said that he is glad Blade never came off, because if it had, he would not have been able to make his current action film, Your Mother, Your Mother, Your Mother, which is also directed by Bassem Tariq. "When I look at this and Blade, I couldn't have done both. And the reason this even exists is because that project fell apart and Bassem had the time, space, energy, and focus to go and write this and then reapproach me," Ali said. "And I was able to use those skills that I had been working on for over a year training for Blade. In that way, I feel creatively redeemed on some level, just in my own journey between me, myself, and I." Despite the collapse of Blade, Feige is still announcing new projects. At this year's San Diego Comic-Con, Feige claimed that Marvel is set to produce a new Ghost Rider, starring Ryan Gosling, and Black Panther 3, starring David Yonsson in the top role. But some are pointing to the end of Blade as just another example of a Black lead being cancelled at Disney's Marvel Studios. The news of Blade's demise came at the same time as Marvel's surprise announcement that the second season for Wonder Man, starring Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, has been cancelled. Others noted that further entries of Captain America starring Anthony Mackie have also been dumped. And it isn't just the Black characters. A follow-up to Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings has fallen by the wayside, ending a path forward for Marvel's top Asian hero. A new Ghost Rider starring a Hispanic star was quietly shelved, and nothing is happening to keep Moon Knight on the front burner, putting an end to its first big Middle Eastern-themed character. The pop culture website Giant Freakin' Robot told its readers that the piling up of cancellations has fans crying racism. Why do some fans think Marvel Studios is racist? It mostly comes down to the fact that they keep canceling or indefinitely delaying projects that feature actors of color. Marvel repeatedly screwing up high-profile projects involving actors of color has led to some persistent accusations of racism within the fandom, the site wrote. The site Complex also pointed out that the comic book movie makers are facing accusations of racism. "Marvel doesn't care about Black people. Wonder Man S2, cancelled. Blade, 7 years in development hell. Black Captain America, sidelined. Armor Wars, Black lead being swapped out for new Iron Man movie. Moon Girl, cancelled. Monica Rambeau, where WTF is she? pic.twitter.com/gwqwlvbzkd. That's Jeremy, July 30, 2026. Blade cancelled. Wonder Man cancelled. Monica is MIA. Ironheart was barely marketed. Armor Wars is dead. Cap 4 was sabotaged by the studio. Sam is sidelined for Steven Doomsday. This is not a coincidence. Germ, at Revolver Germ, July 30, 2026. I hate how Marvel does majority of the black actors in the MCU. Black Panther struck gold and even then, things have been shaky due to Chadwick's passing. They put these PPL on a shelf but will recast a white actor for three different characters in the name of the multiverse. Fade, at Fade Corner, July 31, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.